Well, hey, good morning, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name's Paul. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. And again, thanks for making us a part of your day, a part of your week. I do hope your week's off to a great start. This past Sunday, we closed out the Ordinary People series. It's been a fun series, I think. Personally, it's been encouraging to me just to see how repeatedly and consistently God uses just ordinary, you know, messed up, broken folks like myself and like you, like all of us. It really is a part of these just incredible things that God's doing. You know, God is saving people from eternity away from Him. You know, He's bringing people to Himself through His Son, Jesus. And for whatever reason, God's plan A as a part of that process is to use us. And man, when you just sit down and think about that for a minute, it's like, God, that you have so many better ways to do that, but thanks for making me a part of it. It's just been cool. And I pray that it's been an encouragement to you. I pray that you've been able to take some steps as a part of this series, as we've tried to make it as visible as possible, just the opportunities that exist within just the church on a Sunday morning. You know, so many needs to, you know, to be a part of pointing people to Jesus. And so that's what we want to do. And I pray that this series has been an encouragement to you. And this Sunday, we talked about Rahab, and we see her story in Joshua chapter 2 and chapter 6. We see mention of her in the New Testament, as she is eventually mentioned in the line and the lineage of Jesus himself, which is just amazing, right? You never know the generational impact your faith can make. That's really something we talked about this Sunday, and that insight came from a conversation I had with my wife. She was actually, in her personal time, just so happened to be reading through Joshua right now, and so she's like, "Hey, you know, I've got some thoughts if you want them." I was like, "Yes, please." my wife is always good for some great insights, and she talked a lot about just, you know, have you ever thought about, like, generations were impacted. One. You know, when God brought Rahab to himself, as she really displays her faith in God, she asks for the salvation of her family. And my wife was just talking about how powerful that is, that as we are saved, we should be asking God as well for the salvation of our entire family. And, you know, of course, I think that's a common thing. Like, yeah, we ask that, but God can do that. And it was so cool to see God do that, not only for Rahab's immediate family, but for generations eventually. Again, Rahab would be mentioned within the lineage and the line of Christ. And so for generations, Rahab is sort of this pillar of faith that had a generational and eternal impact. And you know, God can use us to be a generational impact in our own families, not just our immediate families, but the family of God, the church that God has placed us within. And that was, to me, a really encouraging and exciting thing to think about, that God, would you use us, would you use me, would you use our family to impact generations of a family, not, again, just our immediate family, but of the church. And God is, I think, willing to do that. God desires to do that. God desires to save the world through his Son. And he uses us, again, as a part of that process. And so, yeah, that was really one of the main things we talked about on Sunday. And I would ask you to take some time to pray about that. How could God use you to impact your family, to impact really generations to come, as he has saved you? How can he use you, again, to reach others? And then the last thing we really talked about was that that our service really reveals our allegiance. If you see in Rahab, you know, what she did was pretty dangerous. She put herself in harm's way, but she really believed in God, the one true God, and her belief ultimately led to her allegiance, and her service of these spies ultimately, again, revealed her allegiance. And I think that's true of us. Where we serve, how we serve, what we serve, I should say, what we serve really ultimately shows what we are following and who we are following. And so those two prayer points I want to lead you into today. How can, God, could you use my life to make a generational impact? And two, what am I serving, and what does that reveal about my allegiance? So let's pray. I'm going to pray first, and then I'm going to give you some time at the end to pray. And once again, thanks for joining us on the DriveCast today. Father, we thank you that we can pray to you, that you hear us, that you incline your ear to us. Father, I ask those two very specific things, that you would use the faith that you've given me, Father, the faith that you've given my wife. Faith is a gift. It's not of anything we've done. It's a free gift from you. And so praise you for that. And I also pray that you would use our faith, the faith that you've given, to impact my children, my family, and generations to come, the church. Father, that you would use us as a part of generations of salvations and of work to come. Father, I also ask that you would allow me to identify areas where I'm really aligning myself or where I'm placing my allegiance that maybe it doesn't belong. And you would allow me, Father, by your grace and by your mercy, to redirect that allegiance, to really point to you, and that you would be my ultimate allegiance, and you, Father, would be who I serve completely and fully. And so would you reveal any distractions? Would you reveal any things that are pulling me away from my allegiance and my devotion to you, Father? I need you to do that, please, by the power of your Spirit, and in the name, the authority, and the power of Jesus. Amen.